How we doing?
Good.
It was good. You know, obviously we're at the final phase of the off-season program. The guys are excited. Obviously, we've been grinding on them pretty good over the off-season. I thought today the guys came out with a lot of energy, did some really good things, some things we got to continue to clean up, as we know. But I like the progress of our team heading into mini camp. I thought it was a good day today. We just got to come back tomorrow and get better.
You hear me talk to Josh today for the first time, I think, since in the off-season program. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how far he's coming in a year. Just what growth have you seen from him, especially off the field, and how he's been able to kind of handle everything?
He's working at it, you know, and I think I'm proud of him. I think we all are in the organization because that's something that's tough, you know, and he's handled it, and he's done his responsibility, and we've tried to create the right environment for him to be all he can be, and we've supported him, and he's done what we've asked him to do. So far, so good. He knows that we got to keep going. This off season, once away from here, will be very important, and we'll get Josh back here and get ready for training camp.
Is he even bigger than he was? I mean, his legs look like he could beat Justin.
No, I think that's from lifting. He's lost some weight, to be honest with you. Yeah, he's doing some good things. We all got to get in better shape. You know, that's what I see just from the group entirely. They got to get in better shape, but I like the makeup of the group. Just got to keep working.
Yeah, I was watching you out there a little bit today, and you just looked like you were having so much fun. I don't remember ever seeing you have this much fun. I mean, it looks like you kind of know, I don't know, that maybe you have a better chance.
I'm not going to say that yet. we still got to play the games. We just got a lot of work to do. It's just fun to be around the guys and watch them run around and work and watch things start to happen the way I think they should, offensively, defensively, and with special teams. Again, I think I have a really good staff. There's some good players out there, and I think they're working hard.
And just to follow up on that, what from your eyes, what do you see with Tyrod Taylor, a guy who has won for you, how do you see that translating in this minute?
Well, I think the players follow him. I think if you ask our players to a man in there, offensively and defensively, who they look to, they look to him. You know, he's done a good job in the building. He's done a good job on the field. So I think he's kind of established himself. Obviously, he has the experience to back it up and the wins to back it up. And I think he's showing and displaying what a pro starting quarterback should do in practice. And he's making plays and directing things and doing all that. And to me, he's done a really good job.
Josh. Callaway, Collins, and Kendricks, will they get in there this week at all?
Yeah, they more than likely not, Tony. Again, those guys are not totally where I want them to be yet, or where our medical staff, I should say, want them to be. So there's no rush. You know, I think we're going to definitely have them back at training camp. I don't think there'll be any issues whatsoever when we start. But I think, you know, we got to take it slow with those guys. We don't want to all of a sudden injure something and have a setback. So, but we're really, really close to those guys being out there.
Josh said he thought, from a talent perspective, you guys had the most talented receiver core in the league, right? Now, I'm guessing you don't want to go that far, but can you just talk about the difference you see from the group you had last year before Josh got back to what you have now?
Well, I think, you know, there's Jarvis Landry that was put on our team, who's one of the top players in pro football. Then there's Josh, who's here, you know, in the off-season program and practicing every day. So that right there just, you know, uplifts the talent level in that room. And there's Corey and Rashard Higgins and the guys we drafted and the free agents we put on the team, from Callaway to Willis to Radley. I mean, there's Higgins, who's a holdover player who's been here. So there's a lot of guys, which, you know, that's good. You know, again, I don't want to compare to last year. I'm just excited about the group we have. They have a chance, if they will work, you know, and get in great shape, as I mentioned earlier, to be good. In order to be great, you got to go do it on game day, week in and week out. And if they do that, then we'll talk about that at another time.
Emmanuel was out there in the team portion. Mm-hmm. Is he back to 100%, or are you still working him in? Because, I mean, a few times I saw him, he looked like he was.
No, he's done good. As I told you guys before, I know some days you didn't catch him when he was practicing. But he's back and ready to go again. Those guys, we're going to really take it slow with them and make sure that when we hit training camp, there's no issues whatsoever. That's what it's all about. Not that we're not babying anybody. We're just being safe and cautious. my goal is to get all of our players to training camp healthy and ready to go, and then keep building this football team.
Yeah, it looks like Jabril was working on some, sometimes with the first team, sometimes with the second team. Mm-hmm. Is he kind of going back and forth there, or is there sort of a good rotation or competition going on?
No, I think it's a good rotation, you know, more so than anything. I think we got two very capable players that are playing that strong safety position in Kendricks and him. Obviously, there's competition throughout our football team, you know, and guys are going to have to earn what they get, you know, once we get to training camp. But it's a good problem to have. Jabril, I think, is going to have a sensational season. I really do. He's working hard. He's been very vocal back there, but Derek Kendricks is not going to just give it away, you know, so it's going to be fun to see.
I think it's the first time we've talked to you since the Duke extension. Just are you relieved now that that's just, it's behind everyone and focus is now just on football? I think that's really the last financial issue.
Yeah, no, it was that was great, you know, having who I think is one of our best playmakers on our team back in the fold for years to come. Duke's done some great things for our offensive football team, and we expect him to do even more this year.
Hugh, how much do you think the change in the kickoff rule will affect things?
You know, it's going to affect it. How much? You know, I don't think anyone knows. You know, is it going to look like a punt? You know, what is it going to feel like? I think as we start working in training camp more, I know that Coach Jones has worked on it. We've talked about it a lot. But at the same time, you won't get a feel for how teams are going to really play it and how teams are going to try to use it to their advantage until you start playing the games.
Put an extra premium on the return?
Yes, you know, because who knows? It might be a punt returner back there. You know, it might change a little bit. So a guy, probably a dual guy that can do both, you probably want to stick back there because it all depends on how the ball is going to come to you now.
You've added a couple running backs and then Jarvis in the slot. What kind of, do you think Duke's role will be similar to what it was last year for you?
I do. I think Duke is just a playmaker. You know, I think he can run with the ball. And obviously we have two other very capable runners. Obviously his trade has been catching it. Yeah. He's caught it as well as anybody. So, again, he gives you that versatility to where you can put Duke a lot of different places. And I think he likes that. You know, I think he relishes that opportunity to be all over the field and create mixed matches and those things. But I think Todd had come up with a great plan for him and the offensive staff to put him in position to make plays.
So today, like, Corbett got reps at left guard and then right tackle.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kind of, as I told you guys, I'm a find the five best guys. We've shaken it up everywhere because I think we need to. We've moved him over and let him do some right side tackle and play some left guard and had Hubbard over at left tackle and did some things that way. Just want to look at all the different combinations as we go through it, you know. So once we get to training camp, it's a little harder to do all those things because you want to start to lock in. So now is the time to do it.
Is Donald Stevenson, I mean, I didn't see him here today. Is he not showing up or what's going on?
No, that will all come to a head here pretty soon. You know, obviously, guy's not here for minicamp. There's fines involved. You know, there's all those things that we'll deal with. But at this time, I only want to talk about the guys that are here and working and doing everything they need to be doing right now.
Coach, talk about Baker's progress and how Tyrod could be a perfect mentor for him.
Well, I think anytime you're a young player, if you have a player who has the experience that both Drew and Tyrod have, and they're learning the offense together, and I think he sees how those guys are picking up maybe a little faster because they understand the concepts in the National Football League. I think that information passed on to him helps him grow a little bit faster. And then to see how Tyrod is every day in the building, I just don't think you can you can't make that happen. Either a guy is on your team that can show a young player, especially at that position, what it takes to be a pro first, you know, off the field and all the studying you have to put into it, how you have to take care of your body and be a leader, you know, throughout not just the locker room, but throughout the organization. I think it's invaluable. So I think what he's seeing is really going to help him because he'll look back on this time and really grow from it.